I had a hunch this morning. I both said that Bycone did not give enough schmoozing this morning, so I felt they probably needed one more, at least, especially one from the Chinuch. I tried to oblige. Anyway, very simple, beautiful, I think important schmooz. One you saw from both Chazal. The Sefer HaChinuch says in the mitzvah of the Torah, mitzvahs haktoras ketoras, shenstavu akonim lehaktir ketoras samim, pamayim b'chayom, there was a mitzvah to bring the ketoras twice a day, mizbach hazov, brings the pasuk, the mishoresh ha-mitzvah, what is the idea behind the mitzvah? Gamki lehagdil kavod habayis, to enhance, to enlarge, to grow the honor, respect of the house, the bayis, the beis hamikdash, the mishkan, v'rios maroso umoro al pnei kol adam. And that it's smila, it's godless, it's level of chashivus, moro, and its fear should be on people. The afshur hagdol dover brave bnei adam machshavto, and you can't be madl, you can't enhance something in someone's heart. Rak bedvar meshul choshev osam gdula. If he sees something special about it, there's something good there. He must have tainu v'simcha, and he enjoys it. There's tainu, there's simcha, he's happy about it. Yodua. And everyone knows, bavus, that the issue, the matter of this good smell, hudavar shenefesh adam nenesbo, a person enjoys physical pleasure from a good smell, and wants it, desires it, umoshe halev harbe, and attracts a person, it draws a person's heart towards it. It was the best possible smell one can humanly make. They used to smell when they used to bring the Torah, they used to smell the smell. Tremendous, I guess, very beautiful smell all the way to from Yerushalayim to Yericho, I guess. They're both just very posh, both saying, maybe I'll read the next one again first because it's really the same word. The mitzvah of lighting the candles in the base of Midrash, the menorah, should always be to always light the candles to make them good and beautiful. That's the mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiros, and it's scares the Gemara. Mishorash HaMitzvah, what is the shorash of the mitzvah? Shetzivonu Hashem Yisborach Li Yos Ner Dolek. There should be candle lit, the Beis Hamikdash, la'gdolas habayis, to enhance the house, for kavod, for honor, respect, also for eris and for glory, b'nei haroam, from people who see it, they see candles there. Yichein derech b'nei'ish, that's the normal response people have, v'skabed b'voteihem, to go ahead and be honored in the house, to make their house beautiful, through neiros, b'neiros dolkim, lit up candles. That's mechabit. It's more chashav. V'chol in hadlaka. I'm sorry. Hagdola. Bo. And what's the purpose of being magdalit? They shiachnis adam libo kishirehu morava nova, to absorb in a person's heart fear and humility. Rabbos, this is unbelievable. Very pasha rabbos, but very unbelievable. You know, a person so the Torah wants to enhance the chashivas, the gadlus, the honor, the respect of the base habitus of people's eyes, for what purpose? Not just, the respect was not the end goal. The end goal was, as he says by the Ketores, Rios Magosu Moro al Pnei Kol Adam, to enhance the fear, the Gadus, the Chashivus, and the Mor and the fear. By the Nero says, Kishireu Mor Vanova, you should be Matas Bolibo Mor Vanova. Both say, a person goes ahead, we're not talking about, you know, very foolish and not too smart people here. You know, you go and you pass by, oh, what a delicious smell, the perfumes emanating from the house. I love this smell, it's gewaltig, it's unbelievable. Okay, so maybe, you know, maybe it gives them more chashivas, I can understand, it must be a special place, fine. How does that increase the mora? I'm going to fear the Mishkan, fear the base minerals or more. I'll have, you know, I pass by and I see such beautiful candles, okay? So I know it's a very chashuv place, you know, it's honorable. People honor their homes by lighting more candles. So it's lit up, it's bright, it's very special. It must be a chashuv, you know, very, very wealthy household maybe, or owned by some special, who knows what. How does that help with mora, or with anova? don't know about the malas, I'm not sure what that means exactly. Maybe malas, maybe I can hear a little bit. Moro, the more of the bias will be upon the person because he smells good. What is he, a fool? He's afraid. Now he thinks, oh, I better be careful. I better, you know, not to talk with the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, I better be careful. And when I pass by the Mishkan, you know, I have to make sure I'm clean and snap because it's such a holy place, Hashem's house. Okay, there's ample reason to be afraid to have more of the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that have to do with the candles? What does it do with smell and the looks? How does one affect the other, Rabbo say? It doesn't make any sense. Not logical, right? I think the answer is a basic so Rabbo say that avad the person, there's plenty of reasons why a person should fear. And should feel humility, he says. More of enough, have humility when he's in the Beis HaMikdash, like Kodesh Baruch Hu's house, he'll talk to Chazal about it. If he dehairs how special it is and how this Hashem's makom, it's Hashem's private home, private abode, then something special about it. There's no question, very holy. But the problem is, I guess, you know, a person has a reluctance to go ahead and have that fear. You know, he has midos roos, he has the Yetzirah, he has taivas. I don't really want to get involved in this stuff so much. I don't like to be afraid of, you know, he has negias, he has Yetzirah. And that inhibits, that stops a person from, that stops the natural feelings that should come from the Chazal he learned, from what he knows, how much he appreciates what the Beis HaMikdash is. There should be a fear. There should be natural fear. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, there should be a fear. You know, this is the Makom Kadosh, the place where people learn Torah all day long, Baruch Hashem. There should be a natural fear. The problem is people don't want to fear. People don't want to go ahead and have that anivus, that humility in such a place. That's a natural resistance. That's the natural Yetzer Hara Rabbos say. Especially because it brings with it certain commitments and certain achrayas, and he has to be frumer, he has to be a holier, he has to be more Eved Hashem. There's a Yetzirah there. So what's the trick? What's the kunz Rabbosai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using this kunz over this trick. What's the trick? If you see it in a very, such a nice place, you know, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, it smells so nice, the candles lit, you know, it's gavaldic. What does that have to do with the fear? Nothing. But enables a person to allow the natural forces to shine forth and to feel those hargashas that, you know, once he likes it, so he doesn't mind as much, you know, having the consequent emotions come out of fear and humility. He doesn't mind so much because, you know, I don't mind this. It's a good guy, a good place, it's a good thing over here. You know, got a good thing going. It's a beautiful, you know, you walk into a beautiful house, you feel like, you know, more attached to it. It doesn't make any sense. You might think it's more beautiful, but how does that affect the fear of the Beis HaMikdash? It affects it because there's a certain prerequisite that has to be used to overcome the natural negative or lack of positive feelings or positive feelings of fear towards. I don't want to be afraid and have to do mitzvahs and all that kind of stuff. I assume that's pshat and zekeli manveyu. I checked the chinuch, it's not a mitzvah, so I couldn't see what he says. No mitzvah zekeli manveyu over there. Well, my says, hey, my dear Rabbos, you're supposed to be, you buy a beautiful esrog, buy a beautiful menorah. Why is that? Obviously, it's in itself to mekadesh shem shemayim to show people how chashuv the mitzvah is, but I think it's more than that. This is also my own. I assume it's more than that. Because when a person sees a beautiful menorah, sees a beautiful aluv and esrog, or let's say a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, right? Beautiful Beis HaMikdash. You build a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? It enables a person not just to say, "Hey, it's beautiful." It enables a person to be more emotionally attached to it, and I respect it a lot more. And I'm going to do the right thing, Rabbi. I'm going to have my proper feelings towards the menorah, towards the mitzvah, towards the Ulv and Esrig, and towards learning. You know, that's what they say. Isn't that what they say, right? When a person has a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, it enhances the learning. Not just because he's happy, he likes to be in it, but he feels more of an attachment to it. He allows the pores, it allows his hargoshes to come through, that yiras haromus, that awesomeness which a person should feel when he walks to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, they always ask the shayla, they used to ask the Rishiv all the time. I think someone asked me recently, you know, should a Rebbe play with his Talmidim ball? You know, should he play basketball with them? Then the Rishiv's joke always was, as long as he can win, then he should play basketball, he can play basketball with them. Rabbosai, there's something more to it. Assuming that's true, we're beyond that, Rabbosai. You know, it's a funny thing to say, but I think it's true. When, let's say a high school, I don't know what base medrash guy, but at least a high school boy, right? When a high school boy sees his Rebbe, you know, he's a great basketball player. He's a great tennis or whatever, great athlete, you know, and he admires him for that, you know? That'll translate to a better relationship and a better admiration of him. Gabi, his Chochmas HaTorah, Gabi is being he's also a great Rebbe. What's the connection? Well, he's a good ball player, he's a great Rebbe, I love him, his Torah is great, I want to learn more Torah from him. Why? What's the connection? Teres is because it allows those emotions to spill forth and to open up and to emargish, and it allows the puts away the Yetzer Hara a little bit. And so I want to be close. I want to, whatever closest means. So normally intellectually closest means, yeah, it's a great basketball player. It's a great, it's a beautiful house. You know, so what? Beautiful base of English. But there's so much more which is naturally there but pushed down because of the Yetzer Hara and because of a person's Tivus and Midas Ros. It enables a person to go ahead and have a great attachment to the Beis HaMikdash, great attachment to his Rebbe. You buy beautiful Svarim, right? Buy beautiful Svarim, because I'll talk about it all the time. What's that? Why? It creates a greater connection. A person feels, I want to learn. You know, you have a beautiful set of Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. I want to learn more Mishnah Berurah. Not because, well, I happen to like learning from a nice Mishnah Berurah. No, it's more than that. This appreciation of what's inside it is easier to develop, easier to be margish, because I'm attached to the outsides. You know, Mistama, just as Eitzim, Mistama, the Pasha applies to this also, you know, when it comes to our own Yirat Shamayim, our own Chizuk HaTorah and Chizuk HaMitzvah, a person and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is focused on Chesed Hashem, look how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to me. He was so nice to me. He made me healthy and I was sick and I felt better now. And I have a Parnasa and I have a beautiful family. Whatever it takes, all the things he's supposed to be Makir Tova, the Chesed Hashem, that will bring about Yirat Shamayim. Huh? Chesed means you like him. Fine. What does it do with fear? I fear a year's onus because of that. I feel a year's onus because of that. What's the connection? There is a connection on both sides. When a person it takes away the manias and feels closer to someone, it enables him to allow all the other feelings that should be there, all the other hagashas. That's the year's onus because he knows the chazal. It doesn't can't make up chazal, but assuming he knows the chazal, and that normally should translate into a year, into a chashivas, to an awe, into a fear of romus and onus, whatever it might be. This is how. Chazal, how the Torah expects us, enables us to go ahead and develop those proper hagoshes, to be take away the menios, which will come about by appreciating, by adoring, by looking up with chashivas of kavod and beauty, those things which have potential to have those things felt towards it.